One of the most popular arguments to appear in Paganoia circles is the idea that we are not to ever mention, under any circumstance, the name of any foreign god. This would then mean that it would be forbidden to mention the names of months such as January, which is named after the pagan god Janus. This would include the names of the days of the week, certain car manufacturers such as Saturn, as well as the names of the planets. The idea comes from the Torah itself in Exodus chapter 23 and verse 13, which reads, "Now concerning everything which I have said to you, be on your guard, and do not mention the names of other gods, nor let them be heard from your mouth." While on a surface level, it does indeed appear that the verse is stating we may not make mention of the names of any god, a study of the context and Hebrew of this verse indicates an alternative interpretation. The verse has to do with invoking the names of pagan gods for vows and oaths. It's a commandment against swearing in their names. The ancient rabbinic work, the Michilta, writes, "And make no mention of the names of other gods." This means that one may not make a vow in the name of an idol. This is how it's interpreted in Judaism today and has been codified by the Rambam as such as negative commandment 14 of the 613. Practically, this would often come into play when a Jew would make a pact with an idolater or making an oath in court. He would not be permitted to invoke the name of the idolater's god in an oath. The Bible supports this traditional rabbinic understanding. The scriptures themselves mention the name of over 25 pagan gods, such as Baal, Bel, Dagon, Jupiter, Molech, and Tammuz. If it was forbidden to mention the names of foreign gods for any reason, then these portions of the Bible could not be read, and they thus violate the very command of the Torah itself. The Talmud tells an interesting story in Tractate Sanhedrin on page 63b. When Rabbi Ula came to Babylon, he lodged in the city of Kal Nebo. Nebo was the name of a Babylonian god, so it was called the City of Nebo, Kal Nebo. Rabbah asked him, "Where did you stay last night?" Ula said, "I stayed in Kal Nebo." Rabbah said, "Why did you say that? Is it not written in the Torah, 'You shall make no mention of the names of other gods'?" The Lubavitcher Rebbe commented on this passage of the Talmud, and he explained that had Ula avoided using the name Kal Nebo, he would have been actually ascribing the status of deity to Nebo. But since Ula did not believe that Nebo was really a god, he didn't worry about it. There is some truth to this. The more we are concerned about superstition, the more power and reality we ascribe to it. And the result is that we are, in a sense, honoring pagan gods. Think of it this way. The New Testament tells us about an apostle named Apollos. Sounds a lot like Apollo. In Colossians chapter 4 and verse 15, Paul sends a greeting to a believer named Nympha. His greeting to believers in Rome in Romans 16 sound like a who's who of Greek mythology. He greets Phoebe, Junius, Narcissus, Persis, Hermes, Hermas, Olympus, and others. And a lot of those people were Jewish believers. If the apostles were paganoid like some people are today, they would have made those people take good Hebrew names. But what did Paul say in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, beginning in verse 4? "We know that there is no such thing as an idol in the world, and that there is no God but one. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom are all things, and we exist for him, and one Lord, Yeshua the Messiah, by whom are all things, and we exist through him. However, not all men have this knowledge." Thus, as we can see, it is both unbiblical and irrational, not to mention extremely inconvenient, to refuse to say the names of months, days, or even proper nouns because they have a pagan background, a background that no one anymore associates with them anyway. Along these same lines, there are those that suggest that there are a host of English words that are derived from the names of pagan gods, and thus should be avoided. Not the least among their charges is that the very names we use to refer to Hashem in English, such as God and Lord, are indeed pagan, and that using them is calling upon a foreign god. For example, they claim that God, sometimes pronounced God, is actually derived from the Babylonian pagan deity of good fortune, Gad. So if we use God and Lord, are we really worshiping pagan idols? I would like to read a response to this question that was submitted to First Fruits of Zion by a concerned constituent. The constituent wrote in because he was concerned about our use of what he called the pagan name God when speaking of Hashem. My friend and colleague Aaron Eby, who is what I would call an expert in biblical Hebrew, responded as follows. Thanks for your question. The answer is quite simple. When we use the term God in reference to the Creator, we are speaking the English language. God is one of the many English words that sounds similar to unrelated Hebrew words. A similar phenomenon occurs with the word dog, which is usually translated as fish in English. If I were to tell my wife that I need to walk the dog, it would be absurd for her to interpret my words to mean that I need to walk the fish. That's because I use the word dog in the context of an English sentence. There are even different words that share the same pronunciation in a single language, homophones, such as carrot, referring to a wedge-shaped mark, carrot as a unit of weight, and carrot, the vegetable. We use context clues and rational thought to choose the appropriate meaning. When one who is speaking English uses the word God, it is equally absurd to apply the meaning of a similar-sounding but unrelated word from a different language. I could just as easily choose to misinterpret the title you used, Creator, as the Hebrew Kiryat Or, which would mean calling of light. On the other hand, if one used the term God within a Hebrew sentence, it would make sense to interpret it according to the most appropriate Hebrew meaning as dictated by the surrounding context. It is not First Fruits of Zion's policy to refer to the Creator as God, as a Hebrew word, in the context of a Hebrew sentence. In addition to what Eby said, we have many places in the Hebrew Bible where God is called Adonai, meaning my Lord, which is very similar to the name of the Phoenician god Adonis. Thus, when the Bible uses Adonai, is it unwittingly calling on Adonis? Obviously not. Lord and God are English titles used today to refer to the God of the Bible. And when we use this, no one ever thinks that we are calling on pagan deities. Although I could run through many other examples of people claiming modern words and titles are of pagan origin, I think this one example should suffice to show the absurdity of this teaching. It is always best to leave linguistic studies to the experts and not try to derive semantic origins with a Strong's concordance. Very few people I meet that espouse these type of pagan word origin theories actually are well skilled in either Hebrew or Greek.